Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your happy host, because that was a very, very fine hour, the last hour. So we are in a good position to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We just come to you 6 hours each quarter and ask you to support what we do for the next 3 months. And if we can meet our, it looks like if we can just meet our match this hour, we will have reached the goal we were trying to reach. So let me just explain the match real quick. There's 15 of our colleagues waiting for calls, and there are no calls on. So perfect time to call. There's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Anybody who calls and gives in any amount up to $15,000, it will be matched. And we've got that we're continuing with that second match. We still have funds left in that second match. For anyone who gives $500 or more, their gift will be matched a second time. So essentially their money is tripled. So if you give $500 right now, it's $1,500 to us. And that's a real match. We'll let the donor know how we did afterwards, and we will get a check for that amount. So your money is tripled. Let's fill up those lines. 888-318-7884. 15 lines open. I've been talking to this pledge drive, and the other folks who have been on with me have been as well. This is a moment of opportunity. We have lots of people. I've never seen it like it's been the last 2 years, and it's more this year than it was last year as far as people not calling to argue, not calling to fuss, but calling to ask really deep, sincere questions because they're thinking about coming into the Catholic Church. And we need, with Pope Leo, there's this renewed interest. There's all this reporting on the Catholic Church now. We got to be out there ready to reach folks, and you can help us do that by helping us use up the match this hour. Haven't gotten the first call this hour yet. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Did I give the wrong number before? Okay, I hope I didn't. 888-291-8. Maybe people are calling to donate on the other line. You know, this young people coming into the Catholic faith thing, we see it here at Catholic Answers. We have a new employee here at Catholic Answers.
Hello.
Erica Talley. Erica, welcome, first
of
all.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you, like your first week on the job and we make you go on the air?
Yeah,
is that what happened?
That is the ritual.
But your story is so great. Tell us about how Catholic media helped you come into the Catholic faith.
Yeah. Well, truthfully, once I entered RCIA, I really hit the ground running. I would say before that, I read a couple books, but it was primarily conversations, and so once I started RCIA, that led to a lot more questions, and Catholic Answers was the number one resource for me whenever I had downtime, whether it was working or driving, even at the gym. Like, I was listening, I was reading Catholic Answers, and so, you know, from there, like, y'all really catechized me.
Oh, isn't that
shout out to my parish, too, though. They did a great job.
Good
but
for them.
Catholic Answers.
It's supposed to be teamwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So you would, if you have a question on the Blessed Mother, for example, you just go to Catholic Answers.
Every question that I had, I mean, constantly reading, constantly listening, even to this day, you know, catechism or catechesis goes throughout your whole life. There's 2,000 years of doctrine that is out there. You're never going to run out of anything. Yeah, it's an honor to be working here now, too. Like, y'all have played a role, and now
that's
I get to
so
say
cool.
We, because I'm part of it. So,
yeah,
it's awesome.
It's been great getting to know you this week, and now you'll be our digital marketing manager.
Specialist.
Specialist.
Not manager yet, no.
Oh, is that the next level? All right.
I don't know.
Well, let's see how this interview goes.
Yeah, okay.
You might
okay.
be by
we'll
the
see.
Time you
we'll
leave, because your boss is out there.
Sure.
Let me just give out the number, 888-291-8000. Mm-hmm. Will you fill up those phone lines right now? We are in an exciting moment. We're in a couple exciting moments. We're in an exciting moment because so many young people are showing a renewed interest in the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
But we're also in a very specific exciting moment that we can, actually for the first time in several pledge drives, be fully funded by the end of this hour. So we need your help right now. 888-291-8000. Mm-hmm. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. So, when you told us your conversion story, it was actually very peaceful. You're coming into the Catholic Church. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, I mean, everyone's different, but I really feel like I had no qualms. I had no roadblocks that I hit, which is strange. You hear oftentimes that's not the case, especially when you come from a Protestant background, I think. But everything that I read to me made sense. And I can't explain that. That's just God's grace,
I can
truthfully.
Explain it.
So
you were reading Catholic Answers.
There you
That's
go.
That's why it all
That's
makes
That's the answer. Yeah.
Anyways, try to get a plug in there where I can.
But I explained earlier that it really felt like I was in this bubble that the Holy Spirit was just tugging along, and I didn't even have to do anything. I mean, of course, I cooperated in the sense that I was researching, but as far as understanding it, I think it was really the Holy Spirit working through me. And of course, I had wonderful people around me supporting me. But it's really beautiful to see. I just sponsored my best friend entering the church, and that parish, that RCIA, had tripled since I entered in 2023.
That's what's happening right now.
So anyone who thinks the church is dying or that the younger generation is not going to carry this on, that's just not true.
Yeah.
So,
but we got to be there to give them the answers.
Yes, absolutely.
So give out the phone number. Let's see how you do on that,
okay.
Erica.
Please call 888-291-8000 and donate today. Because of Catholic Answers, we're able to bring people to the truth, like me. Now I'm working here, which is a beautiful blessing. So please call, donate, or text Catholic to 24365.
Donna, can we have her get? Let's put her in the radio department. I don't want her to be in the marketing department anymore. Send her to the radio department. Erica, I got to say thank you. Thanks very much for coming in. It's been wonderful to meet you and have you here.
Yes.
And congratulations
thank
on
you.
The job.
Thank you so much, Si. Appreciate it.
The number is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. 12 lines open right now. Tim Staples is going to step in and answer any question that comes up. It's Ask Me Anything on Catholic Answers Live. And as Erica said, you can text the word Catholic to 24365, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right now, $14,741 to raise this hour. Every dollar of that is ready to be matched. If we reach that, we are fully funded for the next 3 months. $14,741. Any amount matched right now, 888-291-8000. Isn't it cool to see people not just coming into the church, but then coming here and working with us?
What a blessing, you know. And Erica is just Erica. I got
Erica,
it right.
Yeah.
I got to get that
I know
right.
You and I both. Like, it's Jessica? Is it? I don't know.
Well, you know, when there's 45 people in the building, you know, it's not easy to keep up. But what a team we have here. And it's what a shot in the arm. You know, and I loved what she said there. Anybody that thinks the church is dying and they're not out in the real world. Because I'm seeing this everywhere I go. The parishes I go to. In fact, I mentioned St. Peter's. In Mount Home, Arkansas. That's right. I got it in again.
Yeah, 3 days folks. In a row now.
3 days in a row. But they had a huge RCIA class there. And, you know, you just see this everywhere. Folks, the Holy Spirit is alive and well. And our job is just to cooperate with what he's doing. Just go with the flow. And it's incredible to see the numbers of converts all around the country and indeed all around the world. But right now, folks, we've got some business to take care of. We've got a big match. I am so excited right now. I can't stand it because we have, folks, I don't know if you've talked about this much, but we've kind of been in a little bit of a slump as far as our fundraisers.
I mean, for about a year.
Fundraisers. Yeah. Compared to years before. And, you know, we've said it many times. You know, the economy was in the dumper, you know, with, you know, 9% inflation and all the stuff that was going on. There's no doubt there's a little bit of change in the economy. But you know what, folks? Remember, there are a lot of people still struggling with all the mess. And so if you are able to give, pick up some slack for the folks who, and believe me, we get it, lots of people who will call or write or just in passing, I'll be out speaking, and they'll say to me, man, Tim, every time you guys have a drive, I wish I could give, but I can't. Some folks really want to, and they can't. And please know, you all can give us something far better than money, and that is prayer. Please pray for us, my friends, because we are in spiritual warfare here. We're talking about souls, and the devil will do anything. he can to impede the propagation of the faith. And so, folks, please pray. But those who can, step up to the plate right now. Help out those who can't give, and you give as well. And maybe those who you're already given that $25 a month, maybe you can up that to $50 a month. But folks, like we said yesterday, and man, it was good to see this first hour was incredible.
Today, yeah.
Today, fantastic. But folks, we've got 14 agents idle right now. We need some help because we got to make this last match here, this $15,000 match, in order to be fully funded, as I said. So please pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000 or call CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or I should say go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Let me just tell you right now, we've got I have never seen this before. On the last hour, if we meet our match, we also meet the goal for the pledge drive. I've never seen them match up exactly like this before. So we have $14,455 of match money right now. And if we use it up, if you use it up, we will be fully funded for the next 3 months.
Absolutely.
Let me go to Emerson in Arizona. We'll start taking some calls. Emerson in Arizona, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my question. I'm not currently a Catholic. It's something I never had considered being previously. I was currently a Protestant, I guess you would say.
But you're thinking about Catholicism now?
My son became, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify, but now you're thinking about coming into the Catholic Church?
Yeah, my son became a Catholic. Well, me and him were both raised Mormon, and okay. I got away from the Mormon Church when I was 16, but I still had him raised in it because I was, at that time, I wasn't a believer, and I thought, well, that's not a bad way to be raised because I remember
good things about it.
I remember a good family upbringing.
Yeah.
But, then I became Protestant. Then I came to a faith in Christ and became a Protestant, and then I kind of floated around between, you know, Baptist and Pentecostal. But I don't really believe in everything they believe. And then my son became, my point is my son became Catholic, and then I asked him, yeah, he's a smart guy. I said, why? And then I've been asking him questions and stuff. And the question I have for you is kind of just a basic question, but it was one that he couldn't really answer. Okay. I mean, I have so many questions, but I've had a vasectomy after I had both my kids.
Okay.
And I think that in the Catholic Church you're supposed to procreate. Would I still be able to be with my wife?
If you came into the Catholic Church.
The rule.
Okay. Tim.
Right. Great question. And could I ask, is your wife of childbearing years?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, she is. Well, yes, you're right that is grave matter for a Catholic to, we would call that mutilation, to mutilate one's body so that it can no longer function in the area of procreation is a grave sin for a Catholic. Now, of course, you were not. You are, and so the key for you is in coming into the church, you of course, confess that sin, and you will be forgiven of that sin. Now, unfortunately, because the damage is already done, the church would say to you that the church does not require what would be considered heroic virtue, that is, you know, to have the surgery to fix the problem, some would say. And certainly, I would argue in ages past, that could be true. However, Cy, here's a little twist on that. Nowadays, because the surgery has become much, much simpler, it's something you really should, in confession when you come back to the church or come into full communion with the church, talk to your priest, because there, you know, it's a different situation today than it was even, let's say, 30 or 40 years ago when those surgeries were new. So it's something to pray about and to consider because of that mutilation that was done. And in fact, it can be reversed. It is a good practice to do. Now, as far as making it mandatory, most moral theologians would say, you know, this is part of the damage that sin does. And so if you can reverse it, it is certainly a meritorious thing to do. But whether that would be mandatory, otherwise you could not have relations with your wife, I would say no. But and I don't know of any legislation from the church that would say it is mandatory, but it is certainly something to consider prayerfully reversing that. And I'll tell you a little story. I had a dear friend who was, he had also had a vasectomy, and he came back to his faith. And even though his wife, actually he was divorced by that time, and he was beyond what we would consider childbearing years, he decided to have that reversed, even though it wasn't required at all.
Oh.
He reversed it just because he felt like it was the thing to do, because, man, I don't want to walk around a mutilated man. Wow. He was a dear friend of mine. He has since gone on to his reward, Rick Salvato. But, yes, it's something to pray about, consider, and like I said.
And in the meantime, he's married.
Yes.
Can he engage in relations with his wife?
Yes. I would argue yes. And again, I know of no legislation in the church that would say, no, you would have to refrain until you get that surgery.
So come on in, Emerson. I don't know what's keeping you out now. Come on in. I got to keep moving because we're raising money today, Emerson. But call back if you have a follow-up on that one or if you just want to talk again.
Go ahead. I just wanted to mention real quick, because yesterday we left a little bit of undone business, Si. We got that $5,000 caller late in that first hour yesterday, and that was awesome. But can we get – now, if you all remember – I asked for a $3,000, a $2,000, and a $1,000 giver. So I need some folks right now to volunteer. Right now, that may be you. Maybe it's you. Oh, no. It's you. See, that way I'm pointing at everybody. I need three callers right now, a $3,000, a $2,000, and a $1,000 giver at 888-291-8000. We've got to get this $15,000 match, and we haven't even got started yet. We have two active callers right now, so we need somebody to kickstart this final hour. Let's get a $3,000, a $2,000, and a $1,000 giver right now at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But I also need to reiterate what we've been saying all 3 days. It really is going to take all of us to get to the finish line
here
at this $15,000 match. So, folks, whether it's $25 one time, we need you to call now. And remember, that's tripled. Am I right? If you're a first-time giver?
Today, let me explain the match today. Today, the match is everything is matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. And then anything $500 or more is matched a second time.
And I tried to yell out the question over there earlier, but does that include if your monthly giving adds up to that?
Yes, let's say yes on that. I'm pretty sure that does. So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Folks. I just wanted to be sure. So if you call in now and you give, say, $50 a month, that adds up to more than $500. That's $600. That is going to not just be doubled, but
tripled.
Tripled.
You'll be matched twice, yes.
Folks, so if
and we've still got plenty of that money left,
oh
so
my
do
goodness.
It now.
If we could get some $500, or I should say $50 a month givers, that is going to be tripled, my friends. This is absolutely huge. Pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. But remember, I said it yesterday, Si, our bread and butter. This is our breadbasket. The $25 a month givers, the $50 a month givers, and the $100 a month givers. Now, the $50 and $100 givers are going to be tripled, folks. And again, consider, maybe you're already given $25. Up that gift to $50, my friends. And that money is going to be doubled as well. So 888-291-8000. You got a lot of options, but I want to see that $3,000 giver, that $2,000 giver, and that $1,000 giver. Call now, 888-291-8000.
It's an exciting moment. If you take up the suggestion of Tim Staples, we'll get there. We've got $13,820 of match money left. If we use all that match money, we are fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. I'm going to let Tim answer some more questions. Let me just thank a few people. $100 from Carolyn in New York. Alan in Texas donated $500 with the fees. Some of these I didn't get to there from the last hour, but I want to say thank you to the folks that I got the notes on. Paul, first-time donor, $500 from King George, Virginia, loves Catholic Answers. Paul, that is mutual. Thank you very much for that. $250 from Kevin in West Virginia. I love this one. Amber in Alabama called back just before the break to give a second donation of $1,500 to help make sure that we met the first hour match.
Wow.
And it worked. It worked, Amber. You did it. Thank you very, very
much.
Praise God. 10 lines open right now. Let me let Tim do his usual work. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Let's fill up those lines now, and we'll get we'll be on our way. We won't have to ask you. Well, one way or another, we're not asking you for money again until August. So, but we won't need to ask if you pick up the phone and call now. 888-291-8000. Elias in Magnolia, Texas, watching on YouTube. Elias, go ahead with your question.
Yes.
Hello, Elias.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Go ahead.
Yes, my question is, why was the Holy Spirit given in a different way in the Old Testament than in the New Testament?
Great question, Elias. And basically the answer is because the Blessed Trinity had not been revealed yet. We talked about this yesterday, Si, if you remember. We see the Holy Spirit, for example, hovering over the waters at the creation. We see King David in the famous Psalm of Repentance in Psalm 51:11, where he prays, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me," as he's begging God for mercy. And we see elsewhere the Holy Spirit alluded to. However, there wasn't a full understanding of the Blessed Trinity until Jesus Christ revealed it. So along with that new revelation of God as Father, Son, Holy Spirit within his inner life, which was, you know, hinted at in the Old Testament, but not revealed. It was, as St. Augustine famously said, hidden in the old, but it's fully revealed in the new. And with that new revelation, remember, John chapter 1, verse 16 said, "The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." With that revelation of who God is in his inner life comes a new revelation of the entire economy of salvation, the seven sacraments, and so forth. So there is an abundance of revelation, so that which was kind of hidden in the old and the full effects were not there have exploded into the economy of salvation in the New Testament. And this is why you'll see in, for example, Acts chapter 17, St. Paul will say that God kind of winked at sin during the period of the Old Covenant and before the fullness of the revelation of Jesus Christ. But now he calls all men everywhere to repent. With this fullness of revelation and grace that he has given comes much more responsibility as well. This is why we see hints at, for example, in 1 Peter chapter 3, some of the folks who died in the flood made it to purgatory. Without getting into a lot of detail on that, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, you get that sense because they didn't have the fullness of the revelation in the Old Testament. They didn't have the fullness of responsibility either that we have. And so that must be a warning to all of us. Yes, we have a fuller revelation. And with that, comes a fuller responsibility, a fuller revelation, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount. But if you read the Sermon on the Mount, it calls us to much more responsibility than in the old. But that's the gist of it, Elias. It's because there was not the fullness of revelation and the economy of grace that came with that in and through Jesus Christ. But Elias, thanks so much for your question. It was a good one, as are all the questions, Cy, that we get here on Catholic Answers Live. But folks, we need your help right now to continue to be able to bring these Catholic answers to you. Can you help us out, folks? Because we are way behind for meeting our match for this final hour. We have 3 active calls. Thank you to all 3 of those beautiful souls. But we have 13 open lines. Folks, we need your help right now at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Folks, it's going to take all of us. Yeah, we need that $3,000 giver. And you let the call screeners know this is for Tim's request for $3,000. And those of you that are going to give that $2,000 and that $1,000. And folks, please, we need our bread and butter right now, those $100 a month givers. Those $50 a month givers, those $25 a month givers, $10 a month givers. We need you now. 888-291-8000. Call now.
$12,367 left to go to raise this hour and to be fully funded. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by 4 stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a 2-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We've got a half hour left in our quarterly pledge drive. We come to you each quarter to ask you to fund this program. We then send the program out to anybody who wants to broadcast it. EWTN, of course, our great partner in that and the local radio networks and stations that broadcast it. But you hear people call, you know, from time to time you hear someone from Nigeria or someone from Sweden or someone from all over the world. That's because it plays on apps and websites and stations all around the world. You make that possible. And it's very strange. We had this huge influx of calls the first hour, and then it got so exciting because we're actually on the edge of being fully funded, and the calls have been less this hour. But I feel like the excitement should be more because we're
Amen.
So close.
Come on,
$12,367, and we're fully funded. And everybody who calls that's your donation is matched up to that $12,000. So you make a $10 donation, it's matched. Just pick up the phone, call 888-291-8000, make a $10 donation, it's doubled.
But, and anything and, $500 or over is tripled.
Yeah, so if you call and make a $1,000 gift right now, that's tripled. That's $3,000 that we
goodness.
Receive. So let's use up that match money, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Listen, we really do need you to call. There's 15 lines open. People have been very generous with us today. We need a few more folks to be very generous with us. I will tell you, Tim, as I look down the sheet of the calls that have come in, $100 gifts, $100 gifts, $70 gifts, $25 gifts. What we need right now is a few people, those folks that you've been asking for, to make the $2,000-$3,000 gifts. 888-291-8000.
That's right. The 3,000, the 2,000, 1,000. But remember, it is going to be all of us. But like Cy said, we're running short on time right now.
Yeah,
we need some big givers. Maybe we'll have that $10,000 giver right now, folks, or 5,000. But folks, I know there's a 3,000, there's a 2,000, and there's a 1,000 out there. And I will guarantee you this. You know, I said this yesterday, Cy. If folks could see the letters we get,
oh man!
If you could see through my eyes or any of the apologists as we travel around the world and around this country, and hear folks come up to me like I just had happen in Mountain Home, Arkansas. There I go again, Mountain Home, Arkansas. I absolutely love it. St. Peter's. God bless you, you folks. Person after person. This was a small conference, 150, 200 people, but it was person after person saying their lives were changed through Catholic Answers, and in particular, Catholic Answers Radio, Catholic Answers Live. Folks, if you could hear the testimonies, we would not have five active callers. We would have all lines full right now. But folks, you know what? As Cy said, we only come to you once a quarter. We give every person in this building and the folks around the country, because not everybody's in the building any longer, but we have 45, 46 full-time employees. It's like a beehive in here, folks, with one mission, and that is to bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to every human being that's breathing on this planet. And let me tell you, we have helped. We don't even know the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Indeed, we have the potential of helping millions and millions and millions of souls. Folks, what would you give to save one soul? That's priceless. Call 888-291-8000. But we are talking about the potential of saving the souls of millions of people around the world. What would you give for that, folks? Pick up that phone right now, and you can become a participator in all of the labors of all the apologists and all the people here at Catholic Answers. Folks, this is not just hyperbole. That is real. Call 888-291-8000, and I will guarantee you on Judgment Day, you will not be sorry that you gave that $5,000 to Catholic Answers, or you gave that $3,000 to Catholic Answers, or $1,000, or $25 a month. You will not be sorry. You will be blessed, and you will be rewarded. 888-291-8000. Call now.
Seven folks on the line, eight folks on the line now, nine agents idle. So there's plenty of lines open. 888-291-8000. Back to the phones. We will go just after. I want to thank a couple people. I don't know if you remember, Monica called yesterday and she wanted me to say the name Monica on the air. She had given $1,000 and said she just wanted to hear the name Monica on the air. Well, Joel from Ohio just gave $500 and he said, I just want Cy to mention Monica's name again because we didn't hear it enough. And Joel, thanks for that. He's also challenging three more Ohio people to donate $500 each. I'll tell you what, each Ohio donor that donates $500, I will mention Monica's name again. Monica, I'm happy to say your name on the air. Monica and Joel, thank you both. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, I just saw one of my Marine brothers answered the call to donate. Javier from San Antonio, Texas. I didn't get a number there, Javier, but Semper Fi, brother. And can I call on more Marines right now? Come on. I need some of my brothers. You think about it, we're brothers in multiple ways, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're brothers in as much as we're human beings. We're brothers by grace in as much as we are baptized, and we are brothers in a special way through the gift of the United States Marine Corps that I know changed my life. And I know I have some brothers and sisters out there right now who would echo with me how the Marine Corps changed your life. Well, come on. Semper Fi, always faithful. Right now, let's get some Marines on the phone. We need your help right now to storm the beach, all right? 888-291-8000. Any and all gifts, folks. It's going to take all of us to reach our match of 15,000. We've got 9 active callers, but that means we've got 7 open lines right now. Come on, Marines. Semper Fi.
Joshua in Menifee, California. Thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello.
Hello, Joshua.
I'm just okay. So I'm curious. How would you explain to like an atheist, right,
yes,
who doesn't believe in the Bible,
yes,
that one, like, God is the only God.
Yes.
And two, that God is who he says he is. Like, he's truly almighty, all good. He's,
yes,
the creator of the universe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So gotcha. Well, first of all, Joshua, in one sense, everything revolves around our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So one way of presenting the truth about how we know that God is the one and almighty creator is through the revelation given to us in and through Jesus Christ. Even if you don't believe in the inspiration of Scripture, this is what I do, Joshua. I challenge people. You got to deal with who was this man. It is a historical fact. As the Catechism Catholic Church says in section 653, the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is an historical fact, and we need to present it as such. There is overwhelming evidence, manuscript-wise, simple history-wise, and we also have the historical fact that Jesus Christ performed miracles, he fulfilled prophecies, he established the church, which is a miracle, and we have the church, which has been a miracle-making machine for 2,000 years. We have miracles galore that demonstrate the veracity of what Jesus Christ prophesied when he said he was establishing the church, and that church would be here till the end of time working miracles. So when Jesus says in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent, you can believe it because Jesus Christ demonstrated the fact that he is that God incarnate, again, through his miracles and so forth. But now, for the more philosophically minded, we can also demonstrate that God that Jesus revealed to us is knowable just through the pure and natural light of reason. And I would say the simplest way would be St. Thomas's second proof from causality. When we look around at this universe, everything that exists is caused. Well, St. Thomas says it's absurd to say that anything can be the cause of itself. That is referring to everything we know of in the created order. It was caused. Well, it is absurd to say that there could just be an infinite number of you know, things causing other things without having an answer for how they came into being. There must of necessity be what St. Thomas Aquinas called an uncaused cause that is the cause of all things and yet not caused. And that is the definition of God. Now, we could get into a lot more detail, brother, about the nature of cause and effect, and we could talk about God's proof, or Thomas Aquinas' proofs for the existence of God through motion and contingent and necessary being, levels of perfection, and the idea of final causation. There are lots of ways we can demonstrate the existence of God. We can also go the route of our friends who they don't use what we would call technically proofs for the existence of God. They use those in the creationist camp, right? They use what's called probabilities, right? We look around at this universe and we see. I mean, we could look on a macro level at the universe what is it, hundreds of billions now, they say, of galaxies, right? This galaxy that is absolutely beyond belief. Or we could look at Cy Kellett, just the between 20.
The beauty? I thought you were going to do an argument from beauty.
Just
okay,
the 20 to 100 trillion cells in Cy Kellett's body.
Yeah.
My gosh. And then we could go deeper and look at the DNA in most of those cells, which is basically a computer program in each one, almost. Most of those cells has a DNA program, a four-letter program, more complex than our greatest supercomputer, according to Bill Gates. I remember reading him say that. I mean, you can't explain the complexity of this universe apart from there being a creator. Again, not a strict proof, but certainly the probabilities are astronomical. And I would argue most people come to belief in God just from pondering that. The scientific fact of our existence is inexplicable apart from Almighty God, a creator. The creation, in other words, cannot be explained without the creator. Well, folks, you know what? I wish we had more time to talk about the existence of God with our friend Joshua, and there's so much more. In fact, we could do a whole broadcast on that. But folks, we need your help right now at 888-291-8000 because we want to be able to bring to folks the truth that, yes, there is a God, my friends. As my father used to say to me when I was an atheist, when I was a teenager, he said to me, Tim, you don't believe in God? Go out and make a tree. Make a tree. I said, Dad, I could plant a seed. No, get your own seed. Make a tree from nothing, my friend. And, you know, I would laugh at him because I was an atheist. But in fact, late at night, he caused me to think because, in fact, there does need to be that God in order for something to come from nothing. Why is there something and not nothing? Because there is an infinite God, my friends. Now, folks, we are really running out of time here. What are we
18
have?
Minutes left in the hour.
Oh, 18 minutes and left, and we need $7,436. We need somebody right now. We need that $3,000 gift. You know what? Maybe we have somebody that can give the $7,000 right now.
We'll stop talking about it if you do.
Take us to the finish line right now with $7,000 at 888-291-8000. But I'm still looking for that $3,000 giver, that $2,000 giver, and that $1,000 giver. But don't you dare stop calling and giving those one-time gifts of $25, $50, $75, $100. That's our bread basket right there. And don't stop with those monthly gifts. And remember, if you give $50 a month, that's going to be tripled, my friends. $50 or more, that's going to be tripled. That $100 a month, that $25 a month is going to be doubled. So instead of $300, it's going to be $600. Folks, there's lots of ways we can do it. But most important, we have 11 agents that need to pick up the phone right now. So you call. We're running out of time, folks. 888-291-8000. I can feel it, Cy.
I can feel it, too. If we just fill up those phones one more time, I think we will be there. If you've been waiting, now's a great time to call. The match is still there for everybody. It's now just under $6,000 left in the match. And as I said, I've never seen this before, but the match matches perfectly with the amount of money we need to raise to be fully funded this hour. So I've never seen that before, but when the minute we use up that match, we are fully funded for the next 3 months. So that matches this. Anybody who calls and gives any amount, you will be matched 100%. Give $100, it's $200. Give $50, it's $100. Give $10, it's $20. 888-291-8000. Let's just fill up the phones right now. There's 9 lines open. We could get 9 calls on right now and fill up those lines. But there's a second match for anybody who can come in at the $500 a month level or more. A large donor said, I'll match it. You get anybody to give $500 or more, I will match it this hour. 888-291-8000. Still 9 lines open. Can you dial? I'll tell you what. Excuse me. Take over, Tim. I got a cough.
All right, man. We need your help right now at 888-291-8000. We are coming down to the wire. We need that $3,000 giver, that $2,000 giver, that $1,000 giver. Folks, we are going to be fully funded for the next 3 months, Cy, if we get this for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
When we say we're not fully funded, that means we have to grab funds from other parts of the ministry and perhaps even take a little money out of what we hoped to be able to do in other areas of the apostolate. We don't want that. We want to be fully funded, and I'm excited because I think we're going to get there right now. If we can get that $3,000 giver right now, that $2,000 giver right now, and that $1,000,
let's done. See, three, we're there. Two,
we are there. Just that $3,000, $2,000, and $1,000 will actually right now take us over the line. And remember, it's still going to be tripled.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I'm not even the one doing all the talking. Tim's doing all the talking. He's answering the questions, and I get the cough. What a weakling. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take another call because I think you're going to fill up the lines. There's six lines open. We just need six people to pick up the phone and call and get your pledge matched 100% and 200% if it's $500 or more. 888-291-8000. Off we go to Jimmy in Los Angeles, California. Jimmy, thank you for your patience. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Thank you for taking my call. This is about the history of the rosary.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm curious. Obviously, we know about the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries.
Yes.
And then Pope St. John Paul started the Lumeris. Has there been any other variations over the years?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Decades?
Yeah, absolutely. There are many variations of the approved. Now, you mentioned, you know, the biggies there, but you also have what's called the Brigittine Rosary, which uses six decades instead of the traditional five. And some of these rosaries that you find, or you know what, also the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, even though it's a different devotion, it uses the rosary as its foundation, that is the same rosary beads, but of course the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You also have various different chaplets and such that have come along as well, and these are all approved. But now, I know my wife would kill me if I didn't say, because she loves the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows, the Seven Sorrows of Our Blessed Mother. That, too, is approved in the church, and it is a beautiful, beautiful, and powerful rosary. And I'm sure there are others. Now, these are ones that I know of that are approved in the church, but yes, there are different variations of the rosary as well. I mean, you can talk about the five-decade rosary, the 15-decade rosary. That's, the historical rosary, but now the 20-decade rosary, as you mentioned, with John Paul's additions and so forth. So you have different lengths, different kinds, and different traditions behind different variations of the rosary. Thanks so much for your call, brother. We are almost out of time, and praise God, we have 12 active callers, but we've got four agents right now waiting to hear from you folks. We're not there yet.
No, we are not. We still got match money.
We are not there yet. 888-291-8000. Can you be that $3,000 giver, that $2,000 giver, that $1,000 giver? 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to worry about a busy signal. If you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or you text Catholic to 24365, the money comes to the same Catholic Answers. But folks, really, we've got three open lines. Let's close this out strong. Let's fill up these last three lines at 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You know what? If you have been blessed by Catholic Answers, and I know you have been blessed by your Catholic faith, get on the phone right now and give a thanksgiving offering to our Blessed Lord by giving to Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000.
Let me thank just a few people. Paul in Louisiana gave $250. He covered the fees and he said, keep up the good work. And thank you for the encouragement and for the gift, Paul. $500 from Nancy in Iowa. Thank you, Nancy, very much. Stephen in Louisiana. He's already a monthly donor, but he still just gave us a one-time gift of $500. Thank you very much, Stephen. I said I would mention Monica's name. Anybody from Ohio gave $500. So Monica, Carol from Ohio just gave $500. Carol, thank you very much. for that. And Monica, I'm delighted to get to say your name again. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Is this the right number? $4,798, it says.
We've got left to raise.
And four lines open right now. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you'll keep calling, I'll keep letting Tim answer questions. Amber in Washington, D.C. Thanks for the call, Amber. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Amber.
Hi, so I have two questions, if that's okay.
Yes.
The first one is, I've been listening to a lot of Jimmy Akin recently, and I think Tim would be great to answer this question, is how do you balance the need to be able to defend your faith with wanting to avoid quarreling, especially quarreling over words?
Yes. Oh, Amber, that's
I don't like the way you put that, Amber. I didn't mean to quarrel with you, Amber.
No, but Amber, you know, a lot of times we end up getting mad because we don't have answers. A lot of times pride wells up. And I think the key, Amber, to avoiding quarreling is understanding that you can't convert anybody. It's Jesus who is going to bring the conversion, not you and I. Yes, we have to cooperate with God's grace and such, but when you understand how powerless you are, and when I understand how powerless I am, you know what I do? I find myself just doing the best I can, and then I leave the converting to God. And I can tell you, Amber, with my family, when I first converted and they all thought I was crazy, my whole church thought I was crazy, my Assembly God community, I was in so far over my head. I just shared what I knew and I gave it to God. And it's incredible, Amber. I saw my mother, my father, my three brothers, two sisters-in-laws, everybody ends up converting. Now, it took 14 years to do all that. But really, I think that's a key, is give it to God. Share. And when you don't have an answer, you say, you know what? I don't know. That's a really good point you just made. And then come on back to Catholic Answers, and we'll help you to get that answer and take it back to them. So I think that's the key. It's humility, right? Doesn't our favorite apologist verse, 1 Peter 3:15, say it all? Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts always and be ready to give everyone a reason for the hope that lies within you with meekness and with respect. We keep the meekness and we do it respectfully, and God will bless it.
Amber, you said you had two questions. Go ahead with your second one.
Well, first, I just want to say how blessed I've been by Catholic Answers.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
I'm so thankful for all the work you do. Cy, I actually just bought your book in bulk for my parish in our free bookshelf.
All right.
The Secret of Strange Things.
Praise God.
I also bought several of the other books. It's a donation I'm making.
Thank you, Amber.
In the donating spirit.
Beautiful.
With today's event.
Beautiful.
And my final question is just, as a fellow convert, Tim, who is your confirmation saint?
St. Thomas Aquinas.
I love it.
How about you, Amber? Who is your confirmation saint?
St. Catherine of Siena.
Oh my goodness. Went right to the top, huh?
That is my wife's favorite saint, St. Catherine of Siena. Amber, thanks so much for your call.
You know, I would love to say that I chose her, but she truly chose her.
That's often the way it happens, Amber. I know exactly what you're talking about. That is often the way it happens.
Amen.
All right, let's raise a little money as we close here. We're $2,357 away from being fully funded next 3 months. Maybe you could pick up the phone and make that pledge of $2,357. You know what, though? More will come in, so maybe you could do 1,000. Maybe you could do 500. If you are blessed and you're able to do that, you'd help us very much right now. There's 11 lines open. They'll stay answering the phones as long as the phones ring.
Amen.
888-291-8000.
That's right. We only have two active callers right now, and we need $2,045, and we only have two callers on the line. So right now, we need somebody. Pick up that phone, call 888-291-8000. Give that $2,000 gift. And I'm going to ask one more. I want that $3,000 giver. We've been asking now for 2 days. There's somebody out there, If the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, you pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 and give that $3,000. Maybe you can pick up the phone, because I'm talking to somebody else, but you now, you can do the $2,000 gift. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. We haven't made it yet. We've only got one active call. We have 13 waiting for you to call, and we're going to stay here if y'all will keep calling, okay? So, once again, 888-291-8000. Let us hear from you, and God bless you. Thank you to every single person who gave. You guys are awesome. We love you.
I would love to be able to report that we met the match, and as soon as I know, I'll let you know. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. You can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, especially if you're listening after hours. That's the place to go, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But please fill up those lines right now. One more push and we're fully funded. We're within $2,000 right now. 888-291-8000. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar up to $2,000 right now. 888-291-8000. 8,000.